our news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, and this is the morning news for today, Monday, October 25th, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. NIFA attorney Tiani Benhansen contends that a recent family action to file court complaints against NIFA for allegedly denying them the opportunity to see the deceased mother is misguided. Guyana produced some 20.2 million barrels of oil during the first half of this year alone, which represents an increase of 65.4% from the corresponding period last year, as reported by the Bank of Guyana. And a study released on Friday says the kid-sized doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines appear safer and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections to 5 to 11-year-olds. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Right on cue.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. Attorney at law representing the Northeastern Funeral Home, or NIFA, Tiani Benhansen, contends that the family action to file court complaints against NIFA is misguided. He reassures the family that the association is not the grouping which created the COVID guidelines or rules for appropriately disposing of the body of people who have died as a result of the exposure to COVID-19. On Thursday, a daughter of the deceased mother in question revealed that her family has taken NIFA to court on the belief that NIFA is refusing to allow them to view their mother one last time. Tiani Benhansen claims that this is far from the truth.
Remember, NIFA is not a commercial company. NIFA is essentially a membership company. And it's not even a company, a membership club, in a sense. And the main and only purpose is to ensure that there is a basic, dignified send-off when people pass. That's what NIFA is about. So it's not a commercialized huge where you make this huge money on funerals. That's not the case at all. Now, the difficulty we have is that because of the manner in which the story emerged, then people have this tendency now to have they identify someone they believe to be the person who is stopping something from happening without looking further. Because all funeral homes in Dominica must respond to any directive from every directive issued from the Environmental Health Department. So essentially, that is what every funeral home must do. So this has nothing to do with NIFA, but has to do with the implementation of the directives from the Environmental Health Office.
Mehansin advises the family that if they wanted to hold a group responsible for the funeral association's inability to display a person who has died as a result of COVID-19, then a said family must take up the legal proceedings with the Attorney General of Dominica, the Ministry of Health and the Environmental Health Department, not the funeral association or any other funeral home.
We were served with an injunction that stops a funeral from going ahead. But NISA delivers the body to the church. It's the family that has the funeral. What we are saying is that NISA is not in a position to determine environmental health regulation in the country. All they are required to do is to follow it. It is unfair to portray the members of NISA, the staff, as uncaring. Can you imagine the hysteria on the issue of COVID? We're still in an affair. All of the literature has been produced. There is conflict and contradictions in almost all of them. So we're not certain and we're not clear. We expect all staff to at least adhere. I mean, just the little agreement of allowing them to just zip up the bag. Additional equipment had to be purchased for them to be able to do that. You understand? Yes, there are countries, some in the Caribbean, some outside, that don't have the similar approach we have COVID disposal. But that is just the way it is here. So.
And that is Attorney at Law Tiani Benhanzin. And speaking to media on Friday, newly elected DABA President Peter Ricketts revealed that four young men have been selected to represent Dominica at the 3-on-3 competition of the upcoming Pan Am Games in Cali, Colombia. Ricketts says the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association is sponsoring the training of these four men who will compete at the games in Colombia. He says there are more opportunities to come for the members of the DABA.
Now, let's shift our focus to the four young men who have been selected to represent Dominica in 3x3 competition for the first time at the upcoming Junior Pan Am Games in Cali, Colombia, from November 25th to December 4th. This is the first fruit of many to be harvested from 3x3, as DABA invested heavily in the cultivation of this new variant of basketball. The Dominica Olympic Committee has sponsored the training of these young men to prepare them for this competition. We ask that you look out for our BIP channel as we follow these young men on the road to Cali and beyond.
And that was a newly elected DABA President Peter Ricketts. And the distribution of educational devices for school children continues, reveals the government. This from Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit speaking on his Anupale program on Sunday. Presently, a number of students have been receiving devices to aid with their online learning and overall education. 7,000 students are expected to receive devices this year.
Distribution continues this week with stops in Sansovo, Casabrus, Delis, Monjon, Grandfort, and Laplane on Monday. It is important to me and to every member of this government that our children receive these devices in the quickest time to continue their learning online. Through the NTRC, we have also introduced the Net for All, a facility that allows parents to access affordable internet service at a small fee of $10 a month. When we say we are the education government, the education party, we do not say this lightly. We remain committed to the creation of access to education at all levels for every Dominican child.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. And the APP political leader Tihara Blanchard says her party is a truly people-centered and seeks to advance the financial independence of all Dominicans, as well as aid in the improvement of a proper social behavior amongst the Dominicans from varying political parties. Blanchard encourages the Dominican populace to always hold their leaders accountable.
Politics should be people-centered, putting our people first to ensure that we do not condone acts of corruption, to ensure that we encourage transparency, to ensure that we do what it takes to bring progress to our people, to empower our people one person after another.
And that was APP political leader Tihara Blanchard. And a parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, Honorable Hector John, calls upon residents to aid him in addressing a distribution or disturbing issue of last-minute decisions to unjustly move the West Regional Office from its intended site for operation.
The West Region Extension Office was located in Salisbury, just by the bus stop in Lavigi, and recently it was moved. I am not against the government doing what they need to do in terms of making the offices secure and in a good area. But something happened. They went to an area in Salisbury that was available for rent, maybe about 100 yards away from the previous office. It's on the road. It has rooms, space for parking, storage facility. And because it was the facility of Lennery John, Wawa. Everybody know Wawa, where Wawa stands politically. They refused. Rawa knew they were coming to put the facility by him. They refused to have that office at Lennery John's place in Salisbury. And they move it, the office, in a secret. I'm not against the person that they gave they bring the office. But looking at accessibility to the people, the West office serves the people from Salisbury way back to Dubla. And you took it and bring it on somewhere off the road. And because of political reasons.
And John revealed that due to a complaint from the DLP candidate who is a resident in his constituency, the government decided to move the office to another area, which poses a problem of access for persons in that area.
And I want people to begin to understand what I'm talking about, you know. It's not about looking for Wawa, but looking for the best place available for the people. Wawa provide the best facility in the best area. The extension officer saw it. The people who came, officials saw it. And lo and behold, within in the 11th hour, it was moved and put on the way to Titus, to that where the building, that thing on the Bayside. And I see it as an issue. And I want people to begin to understand that Nicholas Esprit, the way people, they were all calling Shanks, we need to deal with Shanks differently in Salisbury. We raised Shanks from the age of 6 in Salisbury, and it's been very disrespectful to our community who raised him. You know, and people of Salisbury have to put down their foot and put all that nonsense aside about politics, but about this livelihood, the growth of our community. You can't have people hindering that growth in our community.
And that was the MP for the Salisbury constituency, Honorable Hector John. And Q95 News has been informed by a source that Mr. Julian Parkett may be under consideration as a political DLP candidate to contest the upcoming by-election in the Granby constituency to fill the vacant seat, which came about as a consequence of a passing of the Granby MP Edward Regis. Some sources also threw in the names such as Vince Henderson in a race to represent the South. Q95 News will provide more information on this story as it becomes available. Also in local news, farmers and other sector stakeholders will soon benefit from training in agriculture. The training forms a part of agriculture recovery efforts under the World Bank funded Emergency Agriculture Livelihoods, and that was revealed by manager at the Emergency Agricultural and Livelihoods and Resilient Project, Kirvin Stevenson. He says enhancing the capacity of the officers will in turn enhance the capacity of farmers, and that is the objective of the project right now.
We're hoping within the next couple of weeks we'll have all the logistics issues resolved with regards to the contract signing, email connection in all the areas, and we're hoping that we can start the crop module. Well, we want to start all three modules simultaneously, the crop module, the livestock module, and the plant quarantine module. We're hoping that within the next 2 weeks that those modules will be started with the involvement and collaboration of the University of the West Indies. And the benefit of that is that at the end of the day, we have extension officers that will have credits for accessing programs in other universities based on the modules that they were exposed to.
And that was the manager at the Emergency Agriculture and the Livelihoods and the Resilience Project, Kirvin Stevenson. And the trade director, Martin Walter, has confirmed increases in the price of lumber and related products. He says the ministry tried to ensure that the reason for those increases in prices are properly justified. He says research was done on a local as well as a global level.
Our research was done from a local level where we contacted practically all of the key importers of those products into the island. It was also done on a global level where we looked at the prices of this product, which is known to fluctuate quite a bit, to ensure that whatever prices were being proffered here on island were properly justified. Our research has shown that in the markets from which we import those products, being Brazil, China, the United States of America, there has been increases of freight charges of between 50% to 300%. We have also recognized that there has been an increase just over a year, over the course of a year, there has been an increase in demand for those products because of the fact that, homeowners are renovating and building, while at the same time, there has been a decrease in the quantity, the supply of those products in those markets for more than one reason. One of the reasons being constituted to be the existence of a pest in the back of those trees that is having an impact on production.
And that was a trade director, Martin Walter. And in other news, during the first half of this year alone, Guyana produced some 20.2 million barrels of oil, which represents an increase of 65.4% from the corresponding period last year. This was outlined in the half-year report recently released by the Bank of Guyana.
To both Guyana and Suriname.
Guyana and Suriname have one advantage, and that is that many people have done this before, and many people, including in Europe, have made many mistakes. We have made many mistakes in the past, but I think that we learn from the mistakes. We have to learn from the mistakes, and there is all this experience. We are, of course, very happy to support. The European Union is ready and willing to share all kind of experiences. Government of Guyana, also with the government of Suriname. So I'm confident that this is very high in the preoccupations of the decision makers.
Also in other news, kid-sized doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines appear safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds, according to a study detailed released on Friday as the U.S. considers opening vaccinations to that age group. The shots could begin in early November, with the first children in line fully protected by Christmas if regulations give the go-ahead. And that would represent a major expansion of the nation's vaccine drive, encompassing roughly 28 million elementary school age youngsters.
The director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Dr. Walensky, thanks so much. Always great to have you with us. So we're talking about tens of millions of Americans now eligible for these boosters based on this new guidance. When can they get them?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, they can get them right away. So let's step back and say what an important next step this was for boosters here in this country. We now have a booster plan for every one of our COVID-19 vaccines. So if we step back, what we've said now is that if you received a Pfizer or a Moderna vaccine and you're more than 6 months out of your second shot, you're eligible for a booster if you're over the age of 65, or if you're over the age of 18 and you live in a long-term care facility, you have an underlying medical condition, or you're at high risk of disease by virtue of where you live or work. Now, if you received a Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you're one of the 15 million people who did, then we have a booster plan for you too. And what that plan says is if you're more than 2 months out of your Johnson & Johnson shot, you're eligible for a booster regardless of your age. And finally, we had some discussion and important recommendations about what we call mix and match.
And that's the morning news as a recap of the headlines. NIFA attorney Tihani Benhanzin contends that a recent family action to file court complaints against NIFA for allegedly denying them the opportunity to see the deceased mother is misguided. Now, Guyana produced some 20.2 million barrels of oil during the first half of this year alone, which represents an increase in 65.4% from the corresponding period last year, as reported by the Bank of Guyana. And a study released on Friday says kid-sized doses of a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine appear safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections to 5 to 11-year-olds. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of the Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when...